Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, no secret here, I love men. I am fascinated by men. I love my father, love my brothers, love my husband, love my sons. Men are a fantastic specimen to share this world with and my subspecies with, and I'm a big fan of men. Until they do things like these catcalls, which are very blatantly ways to try to elevate themselves and show dominance. And I bring this up because a little altercation happened between a gentleman and AOC. Let me get his name right. His name is Alex Stein. He's 35 years old. Apparently, he's kind of a, you know, notorious, you know, for kind of, you know, shaking people up, especially the Congress people, as they make their way to Capitol Hill. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was walking up. She had on a cream-colored dress, and he starts talking about her booty and how beautiful she is and how she's like a hot tamale. Let me get you some of his exact words with this, okay? And he goes, I love you, AOC. You are my favorite. You look very beautiful in that dress. He says, she wants to kill babies, but she's still beautiful. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 32 years old. She looks at him when he says that she is his favorite big booty Latina. So she starts to turn towards him, and you think she's going to, like, smack him upside the head. But instead, she goes to the camera, and she kind of poses. I don't know what she says because she's wearing a mask. And she looks like she handled it very good-naturedly. And then he just keeps going on. And then he keeps talking about how, you know, she's hot and woohoo, I love AOC, hot, 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 like tamale. Now, Ocasio-Cortez later tweeted that she said, I was actually walking over to deck him because if no one will protect us, then I'll do it myself. But I need to catch a vote more than a case today. And the thing is originally it looked like she kind of played along and, you know, she whatever. And then obviously she spoke out. And it's a great opportunity for some camera time, but I feel bad for her, and I feel bad for any women. It really doesn't matter where we are in the political spectrum, but it is something that sadly has persisted in society, where women are equal to men. We work alongside with men. We bust our butts. We're in military. We're in construction. We're in medicine. And even though we might not have the same physical build, all right, we have the same mental capacity. We have stamina, drive. We want to partner with men. And how some men buck that is they bring up the sex. They bring up, they sexualize you. And they do that because men can dominate in sex. Yes, some women can tie you up and things like that, but for the most part, men have that physical ability to dominate, to jump, to rape, etc. So I would be, you know, giving a report or talking about a patient in training, and all of a sudden the male superior that I had would just start looking at my breasts, and then it'd look back at me. And I don't think he was doing it to hit on me. I think he was doing it to shake me up. Like, I'm not worthy of his listening, and I'm not worthy of his attention, but he'll pass the time by looking at my breasts. You know, I was clothed, obviously, but staring in the direction of those. This stuff happens all the time. So here's somebody trying to go to Congress, and mind you, you might disagree with her politics. A lot of people do. But to bring up her butt and how her butt looks in her dress and how she, and I get, he tried to mix it like, you know, he's really turned on by her and things like that, but it's completely inappropriate. And we see right through it. And so what I think the best way to handle some of these, again, assuming you're in a safe position and you're not going to get attacked or raped or you know, kidnapped and thrown into a car or a van, but if you are in a position when somebody is catcalling you, or in Spanish we call them piropos, you know, and they'll say stuff that is very sexually provocative to you, they'll snap back at it. So for me, I've been like, yeah, I got a good booty. Yeah, I know. Tell me something I don't know. Move on. Do my thing. Or sometimes I'll tell them to go STFU, right? I don't want to necessarily say it on air, you know? Or I take a look at them, and I look at them and go, you stink. Not interested. So there's other ways to handle it, but you just don't look shaken. So I have to commend AOC on the, I'm not bothered by it. You know, she could have decked him, but she didn't. She's like, peace. You know, and she almost like, all right, fine, look at me. And I got to admit, you know, as a woman, I totally get the cringeworthy moment that was. Now, the catcalls are going to work against people because now it gives you fame. Everybody's talking about AOC today. She's in the news now, and everyone's talking about her butt. Everybody's looking at her dress. That completely shifted from any of her politics or any of her tweets or anything else. Some people don't want that to be a focus, but it's not as negative a focus that people have, you know, been focusing on her in the last few weeks or months. So, you know, catcalls can backfire. Also, nowadays, it gets you in trouble for sexual harassment. So if you sit there and you comment on somebody's booty or somebody's breasts or saying somebody's a hot tamale, that could get you into a slew of trouble. If you're at school, it could get you in trouble for a Title IX. And in workplaces that could get you fired. So catcalls, I think, are going to have to go away. Why do people do it? I mean, let's say somebody's doing it innocently. Not so much to show dominance, but let's say somebody's an idiot and they think that you're going to be attracted to them. You know, women don't feel attracted to you just by you saying, hey, I like your booty. All right? Now they go, you know, wow, I like your eyes, and you're so smart, and you're so funny, and, you know, my life would be so much better, you know, if you were in it. That might win them over. 1-877-DOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Buy Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so many of you guys know I'm married to Corey. He's so handsome. He's my hubby. And he's a chiropractor. And I have partnered with him throughout my patient practice when I had a practice for 16 years prior to going to teach and then doing full-time media. I would partner with him on a lot of my patients and a lot of the care they needed because as an MD, I was limited in what I could do with my hands from a manipulation standpoint. And, yes, you know, I could deliver babies, I could do surgery, but we never in MD school, allopathic medicine, learned how to adjust, how to work with the spine, work with, the nerves that innervate multiple organs, multiple, obviously, you know, body parts, and then work with that to bring more normalcy to that organ. You have a lot of subluxations, anteriolisthesis, spondylolisthesis, you have arthritises, you have a lot of things that can interfere with normal flow of the nerves. And so when I had a patient who would have chronic migraines, and they were just taking migraine medicine after migraine medicine, and then they were getting, you know, they felt ill with the migraine medicine, you know, my husband, Corey, would do an adjustment. If the headache, the migraine was started from a cervicogenic headache, then an adjustment of the neck would help them. And so we worked as a team with a lot of patients, and I didn't have to prescribe as many medicines. And so I found chiropractic to be such a valuable tool that it made perfect sense when I taught in a DO setting, because I loved osteopathic medicine. I loved the concept of manipulation and incorporating that into treatment. It just made sense. So the art of doing manipulation, all right, just like with anything else in medicine, comes with risks. And a very, very tragic case has been reported where a young woman who had graduated with a master's in biology and chemistry from Georgia Southern University, she's only 28 years old, went to the chiropractor on June 16. Apparently, according to her family, had a neck adjustment that resulted in 4 neck arteries being severed. Now, we don't know if it was her carotids, her vertebral, her cervical arteries, but we're assuming if she had 4 of them, that it included a combination of them. As a result, she is now in the ICU at Memorial Hospital in Savannah, Georgia. She had sustained the 4 dissected arteries in her neck. It led to cardiac arrest, stroke, loss of a pulse for over 10 minutes. Doctors were able to stabilize her, rushed her into surgery. The chiropractor had called 911, notified the family that she was having a reaction to the treatment. And then now she's in the ICU. She has traumatic brain injury. She is conscious, able to respond to verbal commands by blinking her eyes. She can wiggle her toes with her left foot. But I believe the rest of her body is still in a state of paralysis. So there's a GoFundMe page as the family is in need of help, because insurance is, I guess, giving them a little bit of a hard time, and this is going to be obviously a very long process for recovery. But people ask, you know, something that so millions of people are doing every day. I've gotten my neck adjusted multiple times. I've gotten my mid-back adjusted. I've gotten my back adjusted. And chiropractic isn't just all about the adjustments. It's about also a lot of the physical therapy modalities, the muscle stem, the myofascial release, the traction. There's so many things that could be done. Not only the thrust and the high-velocity maneuvers, but when this rare complication happens, it freaks people out, and then people do not want to, you know, go for manipulation. So let me just kind of review for you some of what, you know, could be going on here, because I know this is extremely frightening. So multiple arteries run through the neck. You got the carotids, you got the vertebral, and you got the cervical arteries. A dissection is where there's a tear. And it's not that necessarily it ripped and like decapitated. It's a tear along the inner lining of the vessel. Sometimes people have weak vessels. They have connective tissue disorders, and they're more prone to aneurysm or dissecting. Other times it's because of the high velocity, or because of the trauma. And so when these tear, you basically get another lane, but that lane dead ends. So blood pools into the side of the wall, and then it starts to clot. Well, if blood is not going where it needs to be and it's going into a side of the wall, then the brain isn't getting all the blood it needs, which is already one ischemic injury. And then if the clot moves, and it usually will, that could also cause an ischemic stroke. lack of volume going to the brain could also put you in cardiac arrest. So we believe that, that her injuries were obviously significant enough to cause that. Symptoms would be headache, neck pain, dizziness, loss of balance, weakness, numbness, paralysis. Most of the time it's immediate, but there are cases where it might be delayed, where you might not have immediate symptoms of a dissection. It could even come weeks later. So according to Jones et al., an estimated 1 in 20,000 spinal manipulations results in a vertebral artery aneurysm dissection and ischemic infarct. But the exact incidence of this complication is unknown. The events occur in both men and women, an average age of 40, and are more common in patients with connective tissue diseases like Marfan's or Ehlers-Danlos. They are most commonly reported during neck trauma or manipulation, motor vehicle accidents, chiropractic maneuvers, sports, yoga, coughing, falls, and ceiling painting. Now, Zia et al. Reported that the same number, 1 in 20,000 spinal manipulations. The Osteopathic Association, American Osteopathic Association, says adverse events following spinal manipulation are rare at a rate of 1 in 20,000 to 250 million. Now, you know, being that my husband has you know, chiropractically adjusted or manipulated thousands upon thousands of people, and this has never happened, knock on wood, I think the 1 in 20,000 is a little high for an incident, but again, still rare. And these are neck dissections. The American Chiropractic Association says it's a rare occurrence with an annual incidence of 2 to 3 cases per 100,000 in the population for internal carotid dissection and 1 in 100,000 for vertebral artery dissection. So again, very, very low. Now, a study came out called Systematic Review of Meta-Analysis of Chiropractic Care and Cervical Artery Dissection. They found no evidence of causation. They believe that a causal link is not uncommon, and such a belief may have adverse events and numerous episodes of litigation. They believe there's an association between neck pain and a dissection, which might lead a patient to go to a chiropractor. Then there's a higher risk of bias and confounding among the involved studies. So they're saying some people might have a dissection, might have an issue, and then they're like, my neck is really bothering me. And then it's a subacute dissection. They end up going to the chiropractor, and then, you know, that's when it comes forward. So there's a lot of debate, and there's multiple studies looking at it, but I think the one thing we can all agree on is it is a rare risk. So what do you do? Do we avoid a medical treatment or a specialty, you know, because of this rare risk? Well, mind you, trust me, you know, a young woman having this happen to her is absolutely devastating. If she did have Ehlers-Danlos, which a lot of young women can have, especially if they're very highly flexible, gymnastics, things like that, that could have put her at higher risk. The average chiropractor, all chiropractors, but the average chiropractor does a very, very, very thorough history. And they ask, my husband will ask, are you hyperflexible? Do you, you know, can you, you know, pull your fingers all the way back? You know, were you active in gymnastics, things like that? And, you know, and if somebody says, yeah, I'm very, very, I've always been kind of hyperflexible and my joints are hyperflexible, that person could have a connective tissue disorder. If somebody has osteoporosis, severe osteoporosis, they're probably not going to get a neck adjustment or a back adjustment that's more high velocity or high thrust. If they have cancer, there could be metastasis, the bone could be weak. If they have certain neurological issues, then most likely the chiropractor will not move forward with treatment. So bone abnormalities, cancer, history of stroke also. So, you know, where I use chiropractic in my patients is because we have had studies that show it limits the amount of anti-inflammatories they're on and even opioids. There's studies showing less opioids are used when people get chiropractic adjustments. So make sure you have a good history and physical done with your chiropractor before any adjustment. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News. Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you asked what I thought of the gaffe Biden did in Israel. I didn't notice. I want to apologize. I was doing some, you know, we are so overwhelmed with now people calling in with COVID and things like that, that I didn't really, you know, notice a lot of the news commentary on it. And I mean, at this point, he does a gaffe everywhere. I mean, every time he takes a foreign policy trip, he says something. But when I heard what happened, I don't think I'm horribly offended. I think he, you know, it's... He's just not very good at public speaking anymore. And so apparently what had happened is when he visited Israel on Wednesday, he said, we must keep alive the honor of the Holocaust. And I think what he meant was the memory of the Holocaust. I don't think he's, you know, thinks of it as an honor. And I don't understand his speech writers. I don't understand why they're not, you know, there's a way to write a speech down, and it sounds like Biden needs a lot of clues. It sounds like he needs a lot of prompts and directions in his scripts. And you could double space it. You could put things in caps. You could train him to read the caps out loud, and the little letters, the lowercase, are your instructions. You know, or you could do colors. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do it, and it sounds like either the speech writer put honor of the Holocaust and that messed him up, or he had to go to an ab-libbing and then he flubbed that. So he touched down in Israel and kicked off a two-day visit with the country's leaders. He said, later today, I will once more return to the hallowed ground of Yad Vashem to honor the 6 million Jewish lives that were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness, to keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust. Maybe horror of the Holocaust. Maybe that's what he meant to say, not honor, but horror of the Holocaust. Honor those we lost so that we never forget. Ever forget that lesson, you know, and to continue our shared unending work to fight the poison of anti-Semitism wherever it raises its ugly head. I don't think we need to make a big deal about it. It's just another piece of evidence that he mixes up his words. He has trouble reading, or his speech writer needs to, I don't know, just make it so simple for him. He then visited Yad Vashem Memorial to honor Holocaust victims. Okay, that's where honoring comes in. He did wear a yarmulke, or kippah. And then he was invited to rekindle the eternal flame in the memorial's Hall of Remembrance. Two Marines placed a wreath on the stone crypt containing the ashes of Holocaust victims. And then Biden listened as a cantor recited the remembrance prayer. So this is the first time he's been to Israel. He got there sooner than Obama did. Obama didn't make it to Israel until second term. So, I kudos to Biden for actually getting out there within his, you know, first year, shall we say. Is it? No. Second year. Yeah, so, yeah, year and a half. Oh, it's been so long. It seems like 10 years. U.S.'s ally Israel considers Iran to be the greatest enemy, citing its nuclear program, its calls for Israel's destruction, and its support for hostile military groups across the region. So the U.S. and Israel are expected today to unveil a joint declaration cementing their close military ties and strengthening past calls to take military action to halt Iran's nuclear program. Senior Israeli official said before Biden arrived that both countries would commit to using all elements of their national power against the Iranian nuclear threat. One of you had asked what I thought about the fist bumping. Why people are fist bumping rather than handshaking? Is there really a difference? And that's an interesting conversation, because everybody now, Bill O'Reilly, when I saw him again at the conference, you know, he fist bumped me. Nice. Very, but it's because I went to shake his hand. I went to, you know, and did the fist bump. So the fist bump does technically minimize surface area, all right? And so when you do a hand-to-hand, that's a lot of surface area. It's a lot of fingers. Get the nails in there a little bit. So it does require a lot of cleaning. Fist bump, less surface area. But the fist bump, you still have to wash your hands. You still have finger-to-finger contact, albeit less surface area. You still need to wash your hands, even with the fist bump. But then I believe Biden stopped fist bumping, and then I think he handshaked Netanyahu. So, I mean, it only works when you wash your hands in between a fist bump or a handshake. or if you are consistent with it. So I don't mind people moving to the fist bump. I know a lot of people think it might be mood, and you know it doesn't really help you that much when it comes to germs because you're so close to other people. But what I really like about the fist bump is if you notice when Biden did the fist bump, there were no pictures catching him sniffing anybody's hair. There was a picture that I think they got yesterday of him on the White House lawn, or 2 days ago, where there was a blonde, and he had his hand around her waist, and he was close to her head, and I'm like, you know, Dr. Fauci would not like, you know, that no one's wearing masks, and he's that close, and come to think of it, Dr. Joe Biden might not like this closeness either. And, you know, I get it. When I hug people, if somebody caught that picture, it could probably look inappropriate, where, you know, you're hugging, and you're talking, and your head is, you know, shifted in a position, so it almost looks like you guys are kissing, but you're not, because the view, the angle got it wrong. But, you know, it is odd that he was that close to the blonde lady in America, but then when he goes to Israel, you know, and he meets a bunch of, you know, Israelis, you know, it was all about the fist bump. But Netanyahu, I believe he shook hands with. So, you know, but here's the thing. For those of you that are worried about getting caught in a picture that looks like you could be sexually harassing or being too close or whatever, a fist bump is a very business-like, a bow, you know, where people bow to each other like they do in some of the, you know, Asian countries. That is a sign of respect, and it definitely limits, contact, tactile contact. But, you know, a fist bump, I don't mind it. I see that. I see more of a fist bump coming into play. High fives, no. High fives, you still have too much surface area. See, it's interesting. I hug. I have hugged since the pandemic. I don't know, because then I don't have to touch your hand. You know, it's shoulder to shoulder, chest to chest. I've been hugged, but I'm okay with the whole fist bump thing. But yeah, I think handshakes are going to go away. It was interesting. We were teaching medical students how to greet patients, and there were these practicals that medical students naturally would have to take. And if they didn't shake the person's hand, because a lot of people don't like to touch, if they didn't shake the person's hand, they lost a lot of humanism points. Well, after COVID, they got rid of it. Because of the handshake, they got rid of that. I mean, they say they got rid of it because you were in a room and you could get COVID, but, you know, medical students have to get used to being in a room with people with COVID, and, we're in rooms with people with tuberculosis and all sorts of monkeypox. So, but the big thing was the handshake, you know, because they wanted to see if you had awkwardness, lack of personality, lack of, what's the word for it when you have a really good, relationship with people and your bedside manner. So they want to see how, you know, people's bedside manner was. And a handshake used to be very integral in that. No more. Doctors aren't handshaking. I mean, I'll hug, you know, when I see a patient that I like and I know. But, you know, for the most part, I'm like, oh, hi, sit here. Handshake's gone. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. It will not be a good look, though, for Biden to go back to handshaking every other country. And the only handshake he didn't do was when he was in Israel. That's not a good look. And it's also not a good look if a speechwriter doesn't make things a little easier for him, because he's sure struggling. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when President Biden alerted the nation to the fact that there was a 10-year-old girl that had to cross state lines to get an abortion, many of us are like, what happened? What happened? Now, some people didn't believe the story. I believed it because I understand Biden has some issues with his speeches, but that was a pretty committing sort of, thing to say. And I'm like, who's the 10-year-old? What happened? I mean, keep her privacy, but when did this happen? Why is it happening? Why did she have to cross state lines? Why was she raped? Did they catch the guy that raped her? And there was all this chaos that ensued. And in fact, I believe the attorney general in Ohio, I'm not sure if that's who it was, the attorney general, Dave Yost, had cast a doubt saying he hadn't heard a whisper about this. And most of us haven't. And we were like, what happened? Well, apparently there was a 10-year-old girl who was raped. In Ohio, she couldn't get the abortion and had to go out of state because this all happened after the Roe v. Wade overturning. And they did catch the rapist. So there's a lot of things we need to talk about with this because this shows that our abortion situation is a mess. Not just because of what happened with Roe v. Wade. It was a mess before the Roe v. Wade overturn as well. I mean, there's just, we're having 10-year-olds raped. We're having, apparently we're being told we're the illegal migrants that was up there in Ohio. Where criminals are coming across the border. There's a lack of protection of our kids. I don't know what the situation was. Was it at a school? Was it at a mall? There's so many things that need to be investigated with this. And they have kept the aborted fetus so they could compare it and see if the suspect was a father. So what we're being told is the suspect has been charged with raping and impregnating a 10-year-old girl in Ohio. He has now appeared in court. His name is Gerson Fuentes. He faces a charge of felony first degree rape of a child under 13, and bail is set at $2 million. Federal sources said he's here in the country illegally. He confessed to raping her at least twice. How did he get access to her that many times? There's so many answers we need because this is very, very frightening. The detective testified that the victim in the case had to go to Indiana to get an abortion. Now, some of you have asked me why. Isn't abortion allowed in case of rape in Ohio? Well, I don't have the law in front of me, but from what I understand, the trigger law put a ban on abortions after a certain week in Ohio. And I believe the victim was days past the deadline for her to get an abortion. And so if it's after 6 weeks, you could still get it in Indiana, but I think it has to be done within 6 weeks in Ohio. Don't quote me. So this has obviously brought up a whole bunch of issues. I mean, most people are focusing on the abortion aspect of it. Other people are focusing on the, illegal migrants coming in and raping our children. It's not all the migrants. We've got some really good migrants out there, but sadly, you do have criminal elements, wolves in sheep clothing coming across, and we need to do a much better job of screening who's coming over. But the question that I got by one of my listeners is, how did she not know she was pregnant, and how did she miss the 6-week deadline? Well, that's very, very simple. That's very, the average 10-year-old child, might not have regular periods, and the average 10-year-old child might not know. If a child was raped and we knew about it that day, trust me, we would be doing weekly pregnancy tests to make sure she didn't get pregnant. So my guess is nobody knew, especially if this guy did it multiple times. Because, if you do have a patient that's raped, I mean, we do a rape kit, we follow them for pregnancy, and then as soon as we find out they're pregnant, we give them the option if they want to keep the pregnancy or not. In this particular case, it sounds to me like either she didn't know And I would be in complete shock if it happened to me at 10 years old. I was in shock when it happened to me when I was older. I couldn't even imagine being 10 years old, especially if it's happening multiple times. And maybe he was somebody that threatened, maybe he threatened her and said, look, if you tell your parents, I'm going to kill them. Who knows? We don't have that background. But we do, though, and this is something I've noticed as a doctor, is the average woman doesn't know when their last period was. And the average woman is surprised when she finds out she's pregnant. And that's because we've changed the way we do things when it comes to birth control. So in the olden days, if you missed your period, I mean, you knew. You knew by a day. I knew I was pregnant. I knew I was pregnant before I even missed my period because I could feel it. I could feel the changes. Now, you know, I was looking for it, and I'm like, am I pregnant? Did that work? But I had a very, very regular period. The average woman these days doesn't have a regular period. Either they have PCOS, either they might have obesity, either like this young girl, she was too young to start having regular cycles, or a lot of individuals will alter their period so they don't get one. So they'll take continuous birth control, or they'll be on an IUD. And I had women come in who were pregnant, and they're like, how can I be pregnant? I'm on an IUD. Sadly, the pregnancy we couldn't save because the IUD has to come out, and oftentimes the IUD interferes with the pregnancy, being able to be viable, but we have to, again, test you anyway and then make sure you don't have an ectopic or something that could be a risk to you. So I find it very, very fascinating that when I ask patients, and I ask every single patient, every day on telemedicine, when was your last period? I get that answer. I have to look it up. Now, I mean, me, I would remember the day you just did. You didn't have these apps. You didn't have these, well, let me look it up, look at the computer. Now there's apps. Honestly, ladies, everybody should know their period. They should know the last day of their period. They should also know when they're possibly ovulating, which could be roughly at the 2-week mark. Have your gynecologist go over with you your cycle. Because we have in this country, sadly, not only a rape crisis and an incest crisis, but much more commonly, a lack of or an unexpected, unwanted pregnancy crisis, where we have so many people getting pregnant who didn't want to get pregnant. Maybe it's because we just don't know when our period is. We aren't following our period. We aren't realizing that our body gets pregnant, you know, anywhere between 11 and 18 days from the first day of your period. Some people think it's the last day of their period. It's the first day of your period is your cycle. And many people will manipulate their period because they don't want it coming on the weekend, or they don't want it, you know, coming up for the wedding. So they'll take extra birth control, or they'll prolong the birth control. I got my period on my wedding. On my wedding night, I had my period. It sucked. And I ever since childhood said, I hope it doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't happen. It did. You know, and we worked around it, but it's, you know, nowadays you can manipulate your hormones so you don't have to get it. But with that is a lack of consistency. The other thing we're doing is when somebody has irregular periods, they're calling for birth control online, starting birth control without anybody ever figuring out why their periods are irregular. Such that if they go off birth control, sometimes they're like, well, I don't know when my period is. Where's my period? Well, if we didn't figure it out before you started birth control, it's going to be a struggle after. So this case, and so sad that a 10-year-old girl had to go through this. And we had a family member that was raped and had to go through, you know, a pregnancy and what the you know, decided to terminate. It's definitely not easy. But there are a lot of things we need to work on because this was a mess all around. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
no matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.